Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So, wow, this fruit that Jesus was talking about was a believer. And we see that in John chapter 15, 16, he says, go bring forth fruit. I think that's the confusing part. A lot of people like to say, hey, you know, I don't have to go out and witness to people, but God gives a command to go.
Yes,
see, so that's why when I say you compare Galatians chapter 5 to the fruit of a Christian, we know that it's not the fruit of the Spirit, because that's the inside. We don't have to go anywhere to get that, but we have to go out and get the fruit. So big difference there. Don't miss that. He wants us to go. Jesus gives us the command to go. Check out Luke chapter 14, 23. It says this, and the Lord said unto the servant, wow, go out into the highways and hedges and do what? Compel them to come in that my house may be full. I don't know if you put that into context. I don't know if you know. There was a marriage going on, and these people invited all these people, but then they had something come up. They couldn't come. Then he sent his servants out. Are we his servants? He sent his servants out. He says, go get them that my house may be full.
Amen.
So he sent them out to go. And I don't know if you know about this, but there's a great marriage about to happen between the church and Jesus Christ. The question is, will there be visitors there? Will there be fruit there to praise and glorify the Lord during this time? There's a great marriage going on, and we need to be ready. So he tells us to go. Mark chapter 16, 15 says this, and he says unto them, go ye into the world and do what? Preach the gospel to every creature. God wants us to bear fruit. Jesus Christ gave his life to bear fruit. As we celebrate Christmas, that babe in a manger, the bread of life in a manger, are we going to tell people about that? That's the true message of Christmas. And I thank God that we are having a Christmas service. Most churches say, hey, we're going to have it on Saturday night. They don't want to be inconvenienced. But let me tell you, whenever you serve God, you're going to be inconvenienced.
Amen.
You're going to be inconvenienced. I tell you, a church said they don't want to have church service on Christmas. That's crazy. Anybody think that crazy?
Amen.
All right, I think it's crazy too. I didn't want to be the only one that didn't think that was crazy. So we talked about, listen to this, Psalms chapter 126, verse 6. Listen to this. Oh, this is good. I tell you, I do this on Saturday. It says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Once again, he tells us to go. So we know that the fruit of the Spirit is not the same thing as the fruit of a Christian. Now we look at verse 24. We talked about that Jesus said, except this corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. In order to follow Jesus Christ in bearing fruit, we must die to ourselves. And we must die to our priorities. We must die to our possessions, and we must die even to our talents, our personalities, our talents. You know, Luke chapter 9, 59 to 56 tells us a story. It tells us about these people wanted to follow Jesus Christ. He said unto them, and they said one to another, follow me, but he said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead. But listen to this. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.